A Berkshire Superior Court judge this week granted Tennessee Gas Pipeline permission to access protected land in Massachusetts for a federally approved natural gas pipeline expansion. Judge John Agostini finds the Natural Gas Act allows Tennessee Gas to proceed with its Connecticut expansion project in Otis State Forest, but has stayed that order until July 29th. In April, the Massachusetts Attorney General's office argued that state lawmakers should be given time to act on legislation allowing access to the constitutionally protected land. It was filed by Representative Garrett Bradley of Hingham, 20 miles south of Boston, in 2015. Representative Smitty Pignatelli of Lenox has decried that bill and the expansion project proposed by Tennessee Gas's parent company, Kinder Morgan.
If the state feels the need to appeal this decision, which I hope they will, I think the legislature should be put on record of stating their support or opposition to Article 97. I think it would help diminish the Kinder Morgan argument that the legislature has ignored them. I don't believe we've done that, but they feel that way. So I think it's time for us to weigh in and do our job.
In a statement, the Attorney General's office says it is, quote, disappointed in Judge Agostini's decision to grant Kinder Morgan's request for a preliminary injunction, end quote, but pleased that the judge stayed his order until July 29th. The statement says the legislature has a critical role in determining the status of conservation land. A spokesperson says the office is reviewing the decision and considering its options. On the other side, Kinder Morgan says it is, quote, pleased that the court applied the ample legal authorities which allow access to and use of property necessary to build an interstate pipeline project approved by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, end quote. The company is continuing to review the decision and considering its options. The Massachusetts Audubon Society was key in helping the state acquire a portion of Otis State Forest about a decade ago and had been granted amicus brief status to file documents in support of the Attorney General. Director of Public Policy and Government Relations Jack Clark says the group is consulting its own attorneys on next steps and encouraging the AG's office to appeal the decision.
Mass Audubon has always seen the plant and animal species, including old growth forests and the ponds, as one of the most biologically rich, diverse, and valuable pieces of land in the Commonwealth.
Clark and Mass Audubon staff were planning to tour the forest Thursday. Lee Youngblood of the Mount Grace Land Conservation Trust was among the project's opponents, including the group Sandusfield Taxpayers Opposing the Pipeline, who rallied outside and packed the Pittsfield Courthouse for April's hearing. Youngblood expressed concern that the court's ruling could be precedent-setting for Kinder Morgan's larger Northeast Energy Direct project, which has since been suspended.
In FERC's own policies, it's actually PL 99.3, among other things there, it says that the benefit of the pipeline has to be proportionate to the amount of eminent domain. And the one difference between the NED and the Connecticut expansion is that this challenge happened after the certificate was already issued. The legislature did not make their position known during the FERC application process, so in fact the FERC certificate doesn't really address that issue of proportionality, because in Massachusetts, 50% of the pipeline length in Otis was on protected land. So that issue could have been raised, but I don't believe it was.
Youngblood isn't discouraged by the court's decision in regards to other projects, saying the Massachusetts legislature could use Article 97 against the Northeast Energy Direct pipeline were it to resurface during the federal application process. She says the Connecticut expansion project, which also includes loops in New York and Connecticut and will service Connecticut utilities, caught some by surprise.
The Connecticut expansion is the first interstate pipeline that, you know, Massachusetts has encountered in, you know, in many years. It was a learning experience, and I wasn't tracking it from the beginning because it's, and I think a lot of people weren't, because let's face it, it's a small town in the very western part of the state, with a small population, and the NED got a lot more attention because it, you know, crossed 30 towns all the way to the North Shore.
The legislation that would allow Tennessee Gas to access the protected land was placed in study following a November hearing. Pignatelli doesn't believe the two-thirds vote needed to break Article 97 would be reached if taken up before the end of the current legislative session.
So we can pull it out of study at any time. and take a position on it. But Kindermargen has not even been forthright with the requested information that we asked for at the November hearing. So I think we should just do it. Let's stand up, take a vote, and let the chips fall where they may in a higher court from there.
Kindermargen does not yet have other necessary permits to start tree cutting in Otis State Forest. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavulis.